All right, you dickheads, welcome to Listen Up and Fucking Listen, a dumbass podcast to distract yous from this crazy-ass world. I am one of your hosts, Philly Mark, a.k.a. King of the Philly Dub, a.k.a. Perk Diggler, okay? And with me, as always, is my co-host, whose brain is toast, the infamous Cody, my cousin Cody, fucking Cody!
Fucking Bird Gang, Mark! You have entered into another dimension. Yous are not only going to see a sight but of sound and mind, but yous will journey into like a wondrous land of imagination. You have now entered the Twilight Zone. Yeah, what's up, fucking dude?
All right.
That was a big build-up to like a stupid name.
That intro was like you having sexual Nintendos with Cody. A big lead up, but not much payoff.
Oh, dude, man. I had to get a little spooky because it is Halloween's. And, dude, there is nothing scarier than what we saw yesterday when we fucking got to witness AJ Brown just fucking demolish and ravish the Steelers. You know, it was a Wawa versus Sheets situation, and Wawa came out on top like usual.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, that was pretty fantastical. And you know what the funny thing is? He got drug tested. He tweeted this morning.
I did.
Did you see that shit?
Yeah, man. I think they should definitely drug test that dude because people were bouncing off him like a man against boys. It was embarrassing for the Steelers.
Yeah, dude, he kind of reminded me of, like, I feel like every neighborhood, no matter where you grew up, always had this old head that would always play with it with the young bulls. And sometimes he got a little bit too rough. Some of the parents are like, dude, you're just playing with some kids. Like, fucking calm the fuck down. And I feel like that's what A.J. Brown was. He was that old head, and it looked like he was playing with a bunch of, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 35 toddlers, okay?
Yeah, dude, I don't know. Yeah, we had like this one dude in our school, and you know, he was like Nigerian or something, and like they might have had to check this dude's paper you know, a couple times, because I think this dude was 35 in high school and he was just demolishing dudes. So, you know, that's what he reminded me of. Like, I'm pretty sure this dude you know, was a full grown man, but I mean, it's NFL.
You're kind of making it sound like, did you go to fucking school with the Kembe Mutombo?
I think I did, dude. Because he was 7'5".
He was just like, I want to milk. No. Right? That's what. Yeah. I can't do it.
Always waving that big ass finger around. It's like,
yeah, dude, because he's telling everyone, smell my finger. Where's my finger been, dude?
But, you know, it was an amazing game. And, dude, we got the Phillies tonight. We've got the soccer's team, the Unions. They made it to the championship. It's just like it's a glorious week, Dave.
Yeah, it's like the city is just like, I don't remember it too good, like protons, electrons, neutrons, like that whole science, John. But that's what it feels like. There's a lot of electricity going on. And it's really, really exciting. I do have to say, like, I don't want to be one of those people, but I feel like the fucking Astros are fucking cheating. That guy definitely was rubbing something on the ball. Something wasn't right about that code.
Oh, yeah. No, dude, we talked about the chess cheaters, you know, a couple weeks ago. And I think these players are doing the same thing. They got anal beads up there and they're telling them what pitch is coming their way. It's going to be a knuckleball, and they're feeling that knuckle deep in their asshole.
I'm just going to go out and say it, because like, I looked up the rules for Major League Baseball the other day, all the foreign substances you can rub on the ball. And I'm pretty sure this guy on, I believe, the Saturday game, he was rubbing cum on the ball. Okay. Because that's not legal.
We've all rubbed cum on a few balls, but you know, it should not be legal in the major leagues.
Because technically it's like, it's no different than like a fucking spitball. So it is technically a spitball, but the spit is coming from your fucking jaw meat.
Oh yeah, and they put that in their, they put that like cream in their pocket, so they're playing a little pocket ball, and then there's some dirty ball action going on. I feel like the Astros should go to jail.
Speaking of the whole team, dirty balls, I agree. Speaking,
I think the whole team should go to jail.
I mean, like, I think the whole country is united in the fact that these people suck. This is a classless organization. And yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell. Okay.
Yeah.
Sam Jackson, but dude, dirty balls. We haven't even talked about this. What are you doing for Halloween tonight? Where like, are you going to a dirty ball? Are you going to a party? What are you doing?
Oh yeah, I've got big balls. As AC/DC once said, I'm going to a ball, and I'm gonna have a ball, and I'm gonna play with my balls. And I have a costume that I'm very excited about, because it's like when you're, you know, writing. They say write what you sow, right? So you know, I'm going as a Wawa trash can. And, you know, I'm guessing people will try to eat on top of me. But
nice, nice.
But yeah, I went and I made my own, like, I just got a trash can and I cut a hole in the bottom, cut some holes for arms, and then put a bunch of Wawa trash on me. And then I went and got a little shorty, and I told him double wrap that John. So they looked at me weird, and I'm like, yo, I need more paper. Just, you know, like, you know, sometimes you roll a blunt and you wrap it like four times if you want it to burn real slow. So I told him
extra,
do that.
extra tight.
Yeah, extra tight. So I had them double wrap that shorty, so I had all this extra Wawa paper, and I made a fun little paper hat out of it. I'm feeling real good about this costume.
Dude, I mean, that sounds like pretty amazing, because the costumes that always go over well with people, especially when you're out. If you are watching on the YouTube, you could see John Runyon in the background. That's one of my many cats. And he just told me, because I could talk cats, dude. He was like, yeah, that sounds like a really good fucking costume, fucking cocksucker. Dude, that's awesome. I'm you know me, dude. I take my Halloweens real seriously. I try and win a Halloween costume contest, and I think I got a good one this year.
Okay.
I am going to parties tonight as Rocky Balboa Constrictor.
Oh, that is brilliant, dude. So you have this snake coming out of your pants kind of thing?
Yeah, dude. I'm going to be a fucking jacked snake. All right. I'm just going to be a jacked snake. And I'm just going to be like, Adrian. Because, you know, the snake is fucking like, you know. And I'm going to have like little, like boxing gloves and shit like that. But I'm going to be a fucking snake.
Oh, Mamba. That's fucking nice, dude. Fucking Mamba number five there. That's great. I think if me and you are going to the same party, it's going to be between you and me for best costume, I think.
Yeah, I mean, like, all right, game on, motherfucker. We'll let you know what happens on the next episode.
Yeah. So yeah, I got one more day of my sober October. So, you know, as soon as it hits midnight, I'm going to have all the drugs and booze right by my mouth. Okay. They're going to be right up here. And then that clock hits, and it's like New Year's Eve. Okay. I'm going to be popping perks and kissing people and,
perks, being a jerk. Dude, if you think about it, you could kind of like make it part of your costume. You put like in your jeans or whatever, some maybe like half empty bottle Kirkland Scotch, you know, just maybe like a fucking roach, just stuff it down there. Cause those are things that you would see in a Wawa trash can.
Yeah. That's a good ass idea. All right. Well, it's going to be a wild night. We got the Philly, and if the Phillies win and it's midnight, I'm really going to party hard. But to be honest, if they lose, I'll probably also be partying hard. So
I'm going to be blackout either way. Hopefully
I made it though. Are you surprised I made it though?
To be honest, I am.
This is no bullshit. I don't think I've gone a month without drinking since middle school. I'm not even fucking with you.
Dude, I'm so proud of you, dude. Because, like, I mean, it's to be honest, I don't think much of it because I really don't believe in you that much. So I, like, you know, the thought that, like, never crossed my time that, like, you could actually do this. So it really hasn't set in because I know you. If they're the buzzer beater, there's 10 seconds on the clock. Codeman's gonna drain the shot, and the shot is gonna be some fucking
Kirkland
like
Scotch.
or Rumpelmann's or fucking
Cinnamon
Everclear or whatever.
Schnapps.
Cinnamon schnapps.
Dude. So yeah, haven't had a drink except like a couple Bud Lights, but that don't count.
Yeah,
But
Bud
yeah.
Light does not count, you guys. I just want to, like, that's a disclaimer. All right. You're not drinking beer if you're drinking Bud Light. So you can drink all the Bud Lights you want. Doesn't count.
No, I've never gotten blackout drunk from Bud Lights. So that don't count. But so alcohol free for a whole month.
Sweet, dude. You know what? I think that's, let's keep the good times rolling. Let's go with, you know what? I'm feeling a little hunnish. Let's go with our hunt of the weeks. How's that sound?
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Hit the track, you nutsack.
Hey, Han, you're the Han of the week. Hey, Han, you're the Han of the week. I
Speaking
fucking
of
love
the
you,
week,
Han.
if you watch on the YouTube, Johns, don't matter. You don't have to. You can listen on the Spotify's, Apple Johns. But Codeman's hair looks quite fantastical.
Yeah, dude. Got another haircut here. Got a bit of it. They call it the Hair Island. And you fucking get up there and you're deserved, dude.
All right, dude. I don't know if you realize you do this or not, because I don't know what do they call them, like subconscious subliminals. Every time I give you a fucking compliment, why do you make a Robert De Niro face? I'm not even kidding, dude. You realize you do that?
Dude, that's
Your
just my
eyes get all
face.
like squinty and you start fucking not. I'm like, what?
What?
Nah, you need to talk to someone about that, dude.
I think I've seen Goodfellas too many times.
Yeah, I mean, like, fuck, I'll try and compliment you again. I mean, I could kind of smell through here. You must be wearing cool water because, like, you smell really good.
You're smelling
See
me?
what I'm saying?
You
You fucking,
smelling
I'm like, just
All
trying to
right.
be a normal person. I don't like
All
that's
right.
something you gotta fucking like take into mind, dude. Store it in your spank bank.
All right. You know what? I think De Niro is peak of handsomeness. Well, not so much now. He's like 85 and the Irishman was terrible. But you know, young De Niro, when I was like a kid, I was like, dude, that's a handsome bull right there.
Definitely very handsome. Still, not a valid psychological explanation as to why you turn into Robert De Niro when I give you a compliment. Needless to say, that is something we will take on. I'm gonna try and surprise you with it the following week, next episode. But anyways, that's neither here nor chair. Codeman, who is your Hunt of the Week?
Okay, this is going to be another game where I'm going to say the actress's name, okay? And
All
you're going to
right.
try to guess. But being that it is Halloween, I'll give you a little hint. She is a little spooktacular, okay? So my hunt of the week is a woman that goes by her real name is Cassandra. Middle name, get this, middle name, Gay Peterson. Her middle name is actually Gay.
And this is the
She's
name of a
happy.
character?
No,
Sick.
this is an actress's name. You got to guess who I'm talking about.
Wait, so is this the actress's name or is this the part that she played?
This is a human being's name, not a character.
So, all right,
An
so
actress.
you want me to guess the character that she played?
Yeah.
Okay. So your haunt of the week is Cassandra Peterson, but more specifically, it's about this character.
Yeah.
Oh fuck, I don't even know Cassandra
She's
Peterson.
spooky.
Spooky. She's Casper the Friendly Ghost. She's
No.
Cassandra Peterson. She is Jack Skellington.
No, wrong. Okay. Man, you're more wrong than me trying to guess a weed strain. No, I'm talking about the Mistress of the Dark, Elvira.
Oh, that's why that
Oh,
name sounds familiar.
the
That's her real name.
big nippy titties of the dark side. You know, I was totally into her. I you know, when I first saw her, I thought she was the mom from the Addams Family, but she is not. She's just like the ultimate goth chick, which I know you definitely have a thing for. But yeah, no, I'm talking about Elvira.
Dude.
Oh, another 90s broad.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, you want to give me a hot topic. Dude, I mean, that's a woman who knows what she's got. Beautiful smile and can-cans that can go a whole mile. Elvira, okay, with the hair. You know what's funny, man? Before I saw her, I thought she was based on that Mortal Kombat character, John. You know what I'm talking about? The one with I think her name was Syndra.
Chun-Li
Syndra. Yeah. That's her. And yeah. Like in that game.
Well, they both had a lot of cleavage, so I get it. I get it, dude.
That's pretty much every 90s like video game type of shit. All the broad characters had huge fucking mommy milker nippy titties.
Yeah, I feel like in the 90s cleavage was more of a thing than it is now. I don't know. Is it? What do you think?
I think so too, cuz like, yeah, no, I think you're right, cuz like they don't, when they do animated stuff, like I ain't seen an animated character lately that got big titties, but like in fucking everything.
Now that I can get into.
Yeah.
But she was not animated. What are you talking about? She was a living person.
I know. But what I'm saying is, if she was animated,
then. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I never watched. I always. She would always play those like shitty B movie horror films. I had never any interest in watching any of those bullshit crappy haunted films. I just was there for the tits, dude.
Yeah, dude. You know, come to think of it, I don't even think I've ever seen anything she's been in. I've just seen her like introducing like the weekend like movie John Slate. She'll be like, "Hi, my name's Elvira. You want to watch some horror movies? Come on down to Turner Classic Movies this weekend." That was my whole exposure to it.
Yeah, dude, and she's like 71 now, so I know that's up your alley. And speaking of 71-year-olds, who's your hunt of the week?
Not a senior citizen this week. This is the first time a fucking lightning rod just went off in my head. Elvira is Gothic Dolly Parton, dude. Come on.
Whoa. You nail on the head, bullseye. That's a home run right there.
Dude, now some of the broads might be saying, you're a mixologist, you're into mixology, like you're anti-women. No. They're like, Mark, Cody, you're just saying that because they both got big titties. Not true.
No.
They both got beautiful faces also.
Yeah. No, these are body positive women that are proud of themselves. And it's not like, you know, they're showing, you know, giant tits off, you know, not to be looked at, you know?
Yeah, so they're smart, all right? We're with it, all right? We are not mixologists, so there you go.
Yeah.
My hunt of the week is not a senior citizen, and it's not a woman. I saw something this morning. I highly encourage everybody to watch because I was fucking dying. My hunt of the week is Diddy. Reason why did you see this, dude?
I did. He looked insane.
So Diddy dressed up as Heath Ledger's Joker from the Batman, specifically, he was in character apparently the whole night. So all these videos, it's like him walking up to Tyler, the Creator. Yeah. And Tyler's a weird dude as it is. And fucking Diddy's just coming up like, Tyler. This shit was just fucking had me rolling, dude.
I know. Tyler was clearly kind of weirded out by him. And Tyler does not get weirded out. I mean, he's part of the, you know, Odd Future. Those dudes are weird as shit. But he was like, yo, Diddy's being fucking weird right now. Because, you know, he was committed to the character, which is respectables.
Yeah, dude. There was another video where it was an actor on a TV show, Power. He's gotten to a real verbal altercation with this bull. But like he's arguing with him in character, dude, as the fucking Joker. Imagine like, you know, it's like, I'm trying to think of an example where it's like, you know, like if me and you were getting into an argument and then I just fucking turned into like Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like if I was Stone Cold Steve Austin for Halloween And like, we got into an argument, and like, I'm not dropping. I'm like, all right, now I want to kick your ass, you son of a bitch. I'm drinking beers. What? Like, it was just very funny and weird to watch, but I loved it.
It was super bizarre. And he had like a machine gun that kind of looked like a real gun. Like, you know, that could definitely get him into some trouble walking down the street. But, you know,
wouldn't be the first time he would be in the news for having a gun on him.
Really? I don't remember. Did he?
Dude, you don't remember that whole trial? There was a shooting at a club or something. That's like right. That.
He shot Tupac. Yeah, did he shot Tupac? I read that.
That yes, but I he read also that. And he also shot another person, and then like they're escaping in a limo, and they hid the gun, and J Lo was in it. You don't remember that? That's why him and J Lo broke up.
Oh, that's right. And yeah, he made someone else take the blame for it. Gave the dude a couple millions. Spend a couple years in jail.
It was guy. I think it was like one of his new rappers in Bad Boy, Lil Nippy Titty.
Yeah, that was the guy's name.
That was who it was. Lil Nippy Titty, LNT. That's what they call. I just really appreciate someone who goes for it on Halloween or in real life, and that was just not what I expected to see this morning. And also, apparently, he's now a billionaire. So, congratulations to Diddy for just having a real good fucking weekend, dude. Fucking Bird Gang.
And who is not a billionaire anymore is Kanye West, because that dude is a straight up dickhead.
Dickhead. He is a anti-Semitic, among other things. Yeah, I mean, he's a layup for dickhead of the week. Is he your dickhead of the week?
He's not my dickhead of the week, but we should go into it, dude. Let's play it.
Yeah, fucking play the tune. You fucking goon. Jerk off. You goon. Oh man,
you missed I'll try it.
Something new.
It's the dickhead of the week. It's the dickhead of the fucking week. I fucking hate your guts, you piece of fucking shit.
That was just a deep layer of like, you're a fucking loser who makes bad choices. And because up north right now, a lot of Yankees fans, you know, are not happy about
him. Oh,
but that's
yeah,
one Aaron dickhead. Boone. There's a lot of dickheads. It's not Kanye. It's not Aaron Boone. It's not Joey Fatone from NSYNC. Codeman, who is your dickhead of the week?
My dickhead of the week is another spooktacular person.
Spooktacular is just funny, man. That's a funny word.
So this is a guy, you know, he's old as shit. He's been doing it too long. I'm talking about the Crypt Keeper. It's like, yo, you fucking, you're old as shit. You look terrible, and you've been the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, they haven't won shit since I had a fucking trapper keeper. You know, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Damn, that was a swerve.
Tell the team.
That's a twofer. That's a double. Tantandra, dude. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, I would counter argue. I never want him to sell a team. As much as I dislike him, he is almost like the mush for that team, where they will never succeed as long as he's the owner. Conversely,
that's a good point. Yeah, stay the owner forever.
Whether it's Jerry Jones or the Crypt Keeper, like they are identically similar. Like, what would that be like if like you were family members and it's like, oh shit, we gotta invite Grandpa Jones. We gotta invite the Crypt Keeper to brunch. Like, I don't want people like seeing him walking in with us. Like, he's so like, cause he's so old and like wrinkly, it's gonna turn off the other people in the restaurant. They're not gonna want to eat their scrapple or nothing.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't want to be seen with that fucking Crypt Keeper.
You know what I mean? What if he was just like, come on, guys, we're going to get a patio table outside and eat brunch. All right, Grandpa Jerry's paying for everything.
Yeah, everything.
Or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. So who's your dickhead of the week?
Man, it was going to be the I already talked about it, though, the guy rubbing the cum on the ball. I think his name is Framber Valdez, pitcher of the Astros, but I'm gonna go with my dickhead of the week is I had to take a test recently. All right. Nah, so I, like I was going through a couple, but this is going to be worth it. So I had to take a test.
Hold on. Before you get started, how's your balls feeling, dude? Are you back? Dude. I forgot to ask.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like one nut is sitting a little bit higher than the other. Yeah. But apparently that is to be expected. I did get a direct message from the doctor because I was shameless. I gave her my information. She reached out to me. She was asking me how I was doing.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice of her. Oh, but maybe she's asking more.
I'm thinking she wants to get gritty. So yeah, I said, yeah, you know, I'm just icing it down, just like taking it easy. Like, have a nice weekend, hon. So then I'm gonna do the follow up with the 1-2. How are you? And we'll see how it goes. But a little sore. But I couldn't be more happier.
All right. Well, good for you. All right. So I cut you off. What's this test that you took?
Sometimes people pay me to do jobs. So this guy like needed to get his food handler's license. So I said, I'll take the test for, you know, like $20 and a perk 30. Deal done. Cause it's a long test.
What is a food handler? Like they fondle food and stuff like that?
They fondle food. It's, you know, there are a lot of finger blasting the food, but they just want to make sure it's safe to serve. So that's neither, that don't matter. Okay. But like they're giving you a review before take the test. And I'm sitting there, I'm good to go. And moral of the story is, you know, those people in a class setting or a group setting where they're like trying to answer every question. Or if the teacher or someone's like, any questions? And the person's like, yeah, I got a question. You're holding up everybody. You're holding up everybody that's trying to fucking go and take this test or do whatever. Like, if you got a question, go pull them aside and be like, hey, can I talk to you in private? I gotta ask you a question. Don't hold me up.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I guess. I don't take tests.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I was a good cheater.
You were a great cheater, man. You used to write like the fucking answers on the bottom of your shoes and just like fucking like sit like, you can't say Indian style no more. You used to sit, cross-legged. Like press-a-legged.
Yeah. Press-a-legged. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Yeah. And like that, like, so you could see the answers on there and then like you would fucking, you got real creative, dude.
Dude, you name it, on the top of the baseball hat. I just like, I had answers everywhere. But this dude held you up. And what was he saying?
25, just asking dumb questions.
Give me an example.
Pork make you die if you don't cook it good.
I mean, I've watched enough Gordon Ramsay to know the answer is yes.
Yeah.
And if you don't cook pork all the way, you're a fucking donkey.
Dude, that's actually perfect. That's a perfect segue. Why? You're going to say this is strange, but why? Because it's time to guess that weed strain.
Oh, man, I'm going to look like a fucking donkey.
It depends. I don't think you will, dude. I believe in you. You have not gotten any right. But I have faith that this week is the week that Codeman makes it happen. Are you ready?
Yeah.
One of these is a weed strain. Guess that weed strain. Our first, donkey butter. Donkey butter. Number two, butter McToasty.
Mm.
Butter McToasty.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, boy butter. Number three is boy butter. So one of these is a weed strain. The other two are not. So let's go through it again. Donkey butter, butter McToasty, and boy butter. Which one's a weed strain?
All right. Boy butter, that doesn't sound good. That may be something they're smoking up there at Penn State. So I'm taking that right off the list there. So it's between the McToasty and what was the first one again?
Donkey butter.
Oh yeah. Donkey, like Don Quixote, which is, you know, a Pablo Picasso painting. I think
that is, that's very true.
You know, Don Quixote, donkey butter. I think I'm going to go donkey butter.
You are correct.
Oh my God. I can't believe I got it, dude.
This is a monumentous occasion. You guys, code man, did it. Do you believe in miracles or 33% chance of getting it right?
Eight times a charm.
Once, twice, eight times a chody. How you doing?
All right. Well, feel good now. Do dude, I win something? What really, do I get?
I'm going to bring you a joint of that strain when the Phils win the series.
Oh, now we're talking. My God, a blunt on Broad Street. Let's do it, dude.
And we can smoke it after I eat or lick, not eat, lick cat shit.
Lick cat shit, and I'm eating horse shit.
Dude, it's a deal, man. I don't think you'll use guys, listeners, Bird Gang. I don't think you'll ever come off two people more excited to eat horse shit and lick cat shit than us two right here. I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Dude, we're going to be licking shit and eating clits.
That's right. That's right. We gotta get that on a shirt.
Licking shit and eating clits. All right. Speaking of shirts, what are you wearing right there?
Oh, so I got some friends at a show. This, if you're watching on the YouTube, Johns, let's see if I can get the whole cocksucker in action.
I would follow Sirianni into the depths of Kensington. Dude.
Yeah, dude. Dude, it's a pretty scary. Fucking bird. It's a Bird Gang shirt. Pretty fucking Bird Gang shirt. And it's made by our friends over at the Rocky Balboa Cheesesteak Fun Hour. RBCFH podcast. Sorry, when you're on perks, everything's on a little bit of a delay. But it's cool to support other podcasts that are out there. There's some good Philly Bulls doing a lot of fun stuff, Philly sports, pop culture.
Nice.
Cool stuff, man. So support your fellow podcasters, listen to the podcast, but more importantly, listen to ours because it's important.
And if we got any sponsors like Hers Chips or the Whoopee Cushion people, if you guys are listening, like we were available for sponsorships.
Yeah, Snyder's of Hanover. We don't care. We're down.
Yeah. All right.
I think it's time for our final segment of the show. You've had Hunt of the Week, Dickhead of the Week. Guess that weed strain. It's time for the Spooktacular. Cody's Conundrum.
All right. Let's continue with the themes, being that it is Halloween's. This is something I was thinking about. Did you know that vampires prefer virgin blood? And I was thinking, if that's the case, then it's pretty safe to say we ain't got no vampires hanging around Delco, because you are hard pressed to find a virgin in these areas. That's for sure.
Damn, dude. Yeah, you are absolutely right. I don't think there's a vampire in the tri-state area. Further score, probably a bunch of fucking werewolves and like zombie Johns and type shit. But yeah, these werewolves are like, and I'm sure these vampires are like, if there were virgins in Delco, I'm sure there's better taste in blood elsewhere.
Yeah, I know. Somewhere where, I don't have the chance of getting, HPV and hepatitis A, B, and C. That's the one test I probably take the most, speaking of tests. So, if you want to stay away from those, don't suck no blood around here.
Oh, by the way, did you hear the one? What is a South Philly vampire's favorite blood type?
I don't know.
Oh,
dude.
Because they're Italian, greasy Italians.
What kind of tea do Philly vampires drink?
Oh, no.
They just dip a tampon, dude.
All right. All right. I think. Yeah, I'm not gonna do any more and embarrass myself. I think that's all I got inside myself on this Hollows Day.
All right. Well, dude, it's been a great Halloween podcast. Hopefully, you know, we're celebrating another Phil's win. No one expected us to be, you know, tied up with them right now. So big win, you know, this tonight. And then we got Thursday. The Eagles are going 8-0, which is unheard of because we ain't losing the fucking Houston.
Nah. Texans, more like Tex. I don't fucking think so, dude.
Yeah, Tex your mom that you fucking lost. So, dude, I'm just pumped.
Dude, I'm so fucking pumped. And thanks to the Bird Gang. Shout out to yous. Yeah, life is short, so live it up while you can, when you can.
I'm fucking Cousin Cody.
Yeah, I'm fucking Philly Mark.
Fucking Bird Gang.
Shooting beer pong again with the guys.